I'm Matt Villano, reporting for Campus Technology Magazine about the 21st century campus. Educators and academic technologists alike talk about the importance of the 21st century campus. No one, however, knows more about how things work in the 21st century campus than students themselves. With this in mind, we asked Andy Homrich, a senior at the University of Georgia in Athens, Georgia, what he thinks about the notion of the 21st century campus.
But first, a word from our sponsor, CDWG.
Research, academic, and administrative computing needs can be complex. That's why CDWG has all the tools and resources you need to create a 21st century campus. To learn more, visit www.the21stcenturycampus.com.
Andy's major is speech communication, so naturally, he's very eloquent in talking about this subject. And Andy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Matt.
First off, Andy, describe for me which modern technologies you're using most frequently.
Okay, well, let me paint a picture for you. When I wake up each morning before class, my list of things to do, one of these that is near the top is to plug in my iPod, update it with the news podcast of the day. When I leave the house, I make sure to grab my smartphone and my laptop to take with me to class. So that way I can still stay connected. That way I can still listen to the audio, the different occurrences of the day, from world news to sporting news to different economic news. Online, what I do is throughout the day, I've spent a good portion of the day online, whether that's with work or with school, a definite significant amount of the day spent online. Over the past 2 years, I can probably count on one hand the amount of days I've not at least gone online to check email or Facebook or something like that, at least once in the day. So most of the online daily activity is checking multiple email accounts, podcasting, Facebook, news, you name it.
And Andy, as a student, you just mentioned a ton of technologies, but from your perspective, as someone who's about to graduate and go out into the work world, which of the technologies that you just mentioned must be included in the 21st century classroom?
A lot of the technologies that I just named all have to do with things that are highly mobile, highly collaborative. So I think that that should translate into the 21st century classroom technology. So you have your in-class format, that you have your PowerPoints, you might show video clips, web applications, different things like that that are there in the classroom. But I think 21st century classroom is more of a mobile, online collaboration virtually. So being able to easily get your information from the class slides or notes, being able to get instant feedback wherever you are, and being able to even collaborate with classmates with discussion boards, shared workspaces, checking wikis, different things like that, being able to do all that mobile, I think that's where the 21st century classroom is.
We've talked a little bit about what you do in your personal life in terms of technology you use and your opinions on technologies that must be included in the 21st century classroom, Andy. But let's look at the classrooms that you're actually attending classes in. Which of the technologies that you've just talked about are actually being used in your classes, and why do you think that educators are steering clear of the technologies that they are not embracing at this point?
I would say that, on average, about maybe 75% or so of my classes does use a decent amount of classroom technology, you could say, and I know that term is really broad, so things that might be included in there would be, you know, overhead projectors, PowerPoints, video media clips, things also like online course management systems are also used in most of my classes. However, not all of my classes do embrace these different sorts of technology and even other technologies that might be out there that we haven't listed. So I think that part of the reason might be just that the instructor might be a tenured professor. So for 30 years, they've been teaching a class, American history, we'll say, and they've figured out a way to balance their time with their curriculum preparation, with their ongoing research of whatever, you know, books they might be writing or research that they're doing. Also, they're giving presentations for peer educators, and then they're trying to have this extra separate thing of instituting new technologies into their instruction. That might seem like a whole lot of extra work. That might seem like an extra burden. So I think that that might make it difficult for educators that might not be using all the available technologies, because they kind of put that technology education, how to use that technology, on the back burner. Nobody So then if they're not familiar with the technology, they're of course not going to use it, because it's understandable that somebody's not going to want to risk their image by bumbling with unfamiliar technology.
And so, Andy, when one of your professors comes across as being not very tech savvy, how does that change your perception of him or her?
I would say, first of all, that most of my professors, I would say, are tech savvy. There are resources available for them, and I think that there is an interest, ironically, a lot more on the older professors, maybe the baby boomer generation professors, than there may be in the Gen Xer professors to embrace technologies. So I would say that most of them are tech savvy. When they're not, however, you know, I do get a little bit frustrated, because personally that's my number, you know, my number two or number three form of communication that I practice is online forums, whether that's email or Facebook or chats or, you know, different things like that.
Our sponsor, CDWG, recently released a report regarding the 21st century classroom. It was called CDWG's 21st Century Campus Study. And in that report, some of the research indicated that many students like yourselves would like to be able to communicate with educators and professors via chat and instant messenger. What's your stance on this? Do you agree? And how do you think that might enhance the learning experience?
Honestly, when I first read the report by CDWG, I was very surprised by this finding, not because I think it's wrong or because I think that it's not valid, but I think I just had not thought of that as an option before. So it's interesting for me as a student, even though I practice myself different IMs or chats or things like that, to think of doing that with your teacher. I haven't thought of that before, but like I mentioned before on how it's important to have the mobile and the especially the key with that is instant information, I think that would be a great fit to be able to communicate with a teacher where with an instructor where possible. You have the antiquated office hours that every teacher is required to set aside throughout their week, a couple hours each week to meet with students. But I do know that at a campus, for instance, as large as UGA that has 30-plus thousand students, the schedules are very disparate. People live off campus, and it's not very convenient for people to, even if they have an issue, a lot of times it's easier just to not bother with it than it is to make an effort to communicate that way with the professor.
So to wrap things up here, Andy, how much of a factor would you say technology was in your decision to attend the University of Georgia, and what advice can you offer to students who perhaps may be taking your seat in the 21st century classrooms the school has as we move forward here?
I would say that it does play a part in the admissions process. I think it's the whole entirety of the technology experience with it. So if that's with the admissions of the actual submitting your online essays, that kind of gives a feeling for what, you know, different classes might be like, the format, you know, in which that you can submit things and find information about the university. Likewise, you might be able to find information about your course, different things like that. Also, just being able to go on a campus visit and seeing different technologies utilized, so whether that's digital signage, whether that's, I know CDWG provides a lot of the wireless services here at UGA, the wireless services, being able to see students online, interacting, different ways, that does play a part. It plays a part to give the atmosphere that this is a university that is ahead, it is on the times, and they are concerned with the needs of the next generation. They are concerned with the needs of being able to familiarize students with technology, to take them beyond college and being able to utilize technology in an appropriate way.
Well, there you have it, an opinion about the 21st century campus from the front lines, a student himself. Andy Homrich, thanks very much for your input, and listeners, thanks for your time.
I'd like to again thank today's sponsor, CDWG.
A 21st century campus starts with the latest technology, and when you're looking for the right technology for academic, administrative, and research computing needs, you can start at CDWG. To learn more, visit www.the21stcenturycampus.com.
We'll see you back here for another one of our podcasts real soon.